Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We've got Jason Stanford, a former Indians pitcher, coming up in about 40 minutes. We will talk about the Guardians-Rangers series, this very significant Guardians run that we've got. But we also got a football game this weekend in Detroit. And our next guest covers the NFL draft for The Athletic. He's also got the Welcome to Detroit podcast, where he talks many Detroit Lions stories, maybe a touch of Michigan. I've heard that's still a football program. He is Nick Baumgartner, and he joins us on the fan hotline right now. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are we doing, fellas?
We're doing all right here.
Pretty good.
It's. I mean, I think there's a game on Sunday, and we're not quite sure how it's going to go. So I guess we'll start from your guys' side of things. You just waxed Baltimore. Now you've got the team that just kind of spoiled things for Green Bay. How are you guys kind of sizing up this game and this opponent on Sunday?
Well, I think that it's going to be interesting. I think Detroit went into that Baltimore game obviously really focused on trying to send a message, I think, to the league and to itself. Detroit, I think, kind of envisions itself a lot like Baltimore, kind of a, very tough team, physical, almost a bully type, a group. So I don't think that there'll be any kind of a dip or letdown or anything else. I think, if anything, that there'll be pretty even keel out of this, because the situation is that Cleveland's defense is maybe the best in the league. I mean, it's certainly up there. So this is kind of one of those lopsided teams, and I don't think you can really, especially after watching last week's game against the Packers there, and I know Green Bay was without a couple guys, but if you're Detroit, who's already had some issues in week one, they seem to have cleaned him up up front the last couple weeks. But, Cleveland would have me on high alert. I think that's probably what we'll see here is that, they're still trying to get back over the hump after that opening week loss.
Nick, the Detroit Lions, of course, had Ben Johnson depart to take the head coaching job with the Chicago Bears. Watching the broadcast on Monday night, they were speaking a lot to have Jared Goff as kind of, just taking more of a lead role and more command and making sure he's more vocal and getting things like communication reps down. Speak to the growth of Jared Goff and what you've seen so far without Ben Johnson in the building.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's really been, kind of an extension of what we've seen the last couple of years. The arrow has been straight up in the air, and he's just the more comfortable that he's gotten with everything around himself, the receivers. He loves Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta. He's gotten more comfortable with Jameson Williams and those guys. And the more comfortable he gets with them, the easier everything seems to be for him. I mean, I thought he played well against the Packers, despite the fact that, he didn't throw for much, but he made one mistake. He was as disciplined as he could be against a great defense. I think the situation is this. When they changed the offense here in Detroit, the project involved a lot of people, and the two main people that were involved were Ben Johnson and Goff. And so Goff sort of helped create the offense. And I think that, if you're talking to John Morton, who was also here at the time and was involved in that process, and Mark Brunell, same thing, they probably challenged him to, say, hey, man, you know this as well as anybody, if not better. You're comfortable. So if there's something that comes down the field that you don't like, let us know and we'll make an adjustment. I think there's more of that probably happening this year on both sides of the ball than there's been in past years for Detroit, more trust in the players. And I think Goff leads the way in that. I think that there's nobody there that they trust more than him.
Nick, I need you to fill in the blank for me here. Stop blank and you beat the Lions.
Stop their play action game. Stop their ability. Like, if you pressure them, if you can mess up their ability to let Jared stand back there for, you know, a good 3 seconds, 2.9, whatever you want to call it, so he can get to that second level read, so he can get to the dig route, so he can get to, you know, Amon-Ra over the middle or Williams or whatever it is. If you take that away by pressuring on every pass situation that you can, that's what Green Bay did. They become really, really not one-dimensional per se, but kind of one-dimensional, because everything they do relies off of, you know, play action at kind of random times and the run game. And if you, it's hard to just take the run game away from them because they don't really let you do that. They keep attacking at it. But you can take the play action pass away with this group if you can be creative enough, and when you're one-on-ones up front.
You know, you talk about the Detroit Lions offensive line being one of the best units in the NFL. Our defensive line, you can argue, is the best unit in the NFL. That is a key matchup inside the matchup to me. Talk about, where do you think that the Browns have the advantage at in that matchup, or where do you think the Lions have the advantage at in that matchup?
Man, that's really tough. I mean, I'd like to say that at this point, Cleveland probably has an advantage over the ball in this one. You know, whoever's inside, you know, in any situation. I mean, I really like what they did with Mason Graham, adding him in there. I think he's a nice player. Collins is still in there, obviously. So I think that they're going to be better over the ball than the Lions are right now. Graham Glasgow is not Frank Ragnow. And then Tate Ratledge looked awesome the last 2 weeks, but he's still a rookie at guard. And then Mahogany is only a second-year player, too. So I think that they're a little inexperienced still inside. You can kind of get them, you know, Schwartz can dial things up and to kind of confuse those guys. But the real money matchup is going to be out on the edge there. Yeah, anytime Sewell and Myles Garrett line up across from each other, that's just, you know, that's as good as it gets in this league in any one-on-one scenario. So that feels like a push. And in rare situations, that never happens. If you're Cleveland, it almost never happens that Myles has to play against a guy that can maybe physically go with him. And the same kind of thing happens with Sewell there, I think. So those matchups will be fascinating for both sides.
Nick Baumgartner, The Athletic. Welcome to the Detroit Podcast as well, on the Fan Hotline here with Nick Wilson and Earl DePearl as we talk about this Lions game on Sunday for the Cleveland Browns. So it's been interesting. We've talked about kind of the closing of what we thought was the Browns' previous Super Bowl window. Mm-hmm. Happened right about the time they traded for Deshaun Watson, even though I don't think several of us knew it for a couple years. This Super Bowl window felt like it opened up 3 years ago. Feels like you're surviving the first of the next test, losing the coordinators and you know, kind of keeping guys there. So I'm curious, like, what is the Lions' contention window, their Super Bowl window with Jared Goff and this team?
So my whole thing that I've kind of said on this one, and I really think it's this, I think the window is as long as Goff is healthy and capable and, you know, playing at this type of level. Whenever he starts to fade, whenever that might happen, whenever that is, that's when the window closes, in my opinion, because they've invested properly in the offensive line. They've invested properly in all the guys that need extensions. And I think that for the most part, there's only a couple left, you know, Hutchinson and a few others. And I think they're going to get those done too. So they've set themselves up to be good for a good minute here. And I think that the key ingredient there is Goff. So it's, you know, if we get a year or two down the road and his play starts to slip, then I think that would be, you know, time when they would have to look at it hard and say, hey, maybe we got to make a pivot or do something different here. But the core of the roster is still very young, and most of them have been paid. And so, you know, that's all going to be there for at least two more years in total. So as long as Goff is healthy and good to go, I think you could probably get at least two more out of it. But we'll see. Well, that's the big if sometimes with those quarterbacks.
Nick, I believe that here in Cleveland, our former general manager, John Dorsey, is responsible for most of the talent that we currently see on this roster. And of course, when we see him go to Detroit, we kind of pay close attention. Talk about the impact that John Dorsey has had on the Detroit Lions organization since he's been there since 2021.
Yeah. Yeah. Dorsey's been like a guy in the shadows. He has never, I don't think he's given one media interview to anybody. He has like been very quiet. There was a lot of people around here early on that were like, man, is he coming to try to like take Holmes's job, or is he coming to like, you know, push?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Somebody out, but that has not been the case. He's been a very, I think, a very experienced and trusted eye for talent in both scouting areas, both the college draft and with free agency. And I think that the one thing that Brad Holmes did, it's not just Dorsey. The coaching staff did this too. They brought in a lot of older guys that have had really big time experience and just tried to be as selfless as they could with them and say, you know, we'll listen to you. You know, if you want to be part of a team here and kind of work collaboratively, and I Dorsey's done that. They've every time anyone's asked about him, they all rave about it. And, you know, he has stayed out of the way in terms of a lot of people don't even know he's there. You know what I mean? If you didn't go to practice and didn't see him out there with that Lions shirt, the sweatshirt, he's got 100 of those made or whatever already. But like, he's been good. I think that he's helped be a voice to bounce things off of in the draft room. And I think when you go across the league, guys, you know, this, like, there's Dorsey, we can say what we want to about him as a GM and his experience there. There's very few scouts in the league that have as much experience and really a track record that he has. So I think that he's a really trusted guy in there.
Nick, I know you also are a draft analyst. I don't know if you know this. We don't really have a quarterback as of yet.
Yeah.
So we're looking ahead to the 2026 draft. There have been some people running down the 2026 draft. And we talk about who are your front runners for QB1 right now today?
Yeah, a lot of it is going to depend on who comes out and who stays, you know, and all that sort of thing. But I don't think that at this point it'd be fair to have Arch Manning up there. He struggled with a lot of stuff, and I still think we're going to see Arch back for another year. So my QB1 right now is probably Garrett Nussmeier from LSU, or maybe we'll see in a couple weeks here once he gets tested. Mendoza, the kid from Indiana, has also been fantastic. So those two have been great. I still really like Lenore Sellers, the big kid from South Carolina, who's got a lot of potential and I think is closer to being ready than people probably realize. Also, John Mateer from Oklahoma has made a run here. Dante Moore from Oregon is playing well. So there's a lot of guys this year, guys. It's not just, you know, QB1, I think, is going to be up for debate. But I think the bigger question this year is how many first-round quarterbacks are we going to see? And I think you could still have a situation where we're looking at like 7 or 8. You know, in this group, you know, this is a deeper group than we've seen in years past. So even if you're Cleveland and you're sitting up there at one, maybe you don't love the guy at one, you know, maybe you want to move down even. You could do that this year, I think, in some ways. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it all unfolds, but also to see how many teams up there need a guy and, you know, how kind of crazy it gets at the top.
Nick, what do you think of Kevin Stefanski as a head coach in his system and his offensive system? And do you think the lack of success is more so his system kind of being stale or the Browns just don't have a quarterback?
I don't think that. Yeah, I think I like Stefanski's system. I've liked it since they brought him there. I think there's actually proof in Cleveland that it's worked, you know, a few times at least. I don't think that the mesh was ever there between Watson and Stefanski, even before all the other stuff. If you just talk about what Deshaun Watson was in Houston as a quarterback and what Stefanski's offense is, you know, like Baker Mayfield is a better fit, honestly, than what Deshaun was in terms of just basic, like, you know, what the quarterback is. So I think if they can get, you know, a stable, steady quarterback who can read the pocket, who can read the field, you know, a young guy that's almost like, it doesn't even have to be spectacular. I think that they rely on the run game and play action well enough to where if the guy can come in there and make throws, be accurate with the football, make good decisions, then, you'll see that offense get back in track again. I don't think that it's a lost cause or he's a bad coach. It's just been a terrible situation that he's been thrown into, and he's not the only one there, obviously, but you know, hopefully for Cleveland, that's going to clear up at some point here.
Nick, one more question before we go. We've got a kid from Edina, Drew Aller. He's the quarterback at Penn State. Yeah. Huge, huge weekend. So I guess we'll get the big picture overview and your thoughts on Aller and how important is tomorrow night's matchup against Oregon to his draft stock.
I think it's really big because I think he's at the point now where we've seen a lot of Drew Aller over the, you know, he's a senior. He started since he was a freshman. We have the questions about, you know, can you be confident and comfortable over the middle of the field in crunch time? Are you going to make terrible bonehead mistakes? Are you going to be accurate with the football against a really good defense? And if this type of situation now, he's entering a game here against an awesome defense again for the first time this year. If we leave this game and still have the same exact questions that we always have with Drew, like why did you make that, you know, terrible decision there? Why did you leave that ball late over the middle there? Like if that's still happening against an opponent like this, then he's going to slide down some boards. It won't be like a collapse, but he's going to slide down some boards. Other side of it, though, if we don't ask those questions, if he just plays a clean game and plays the way that he can and, you know, really plays well, then I think that he will rise. I think that a lot of guys are going to go up and down as they play against competitive teams this year because it's not, you know, it's a deeper group, but there's not like a whoa guy at the top right now. It's they're all kind of mixed in together. So I think Aller's right in the middle of it all. A lot of it depends on how he performs against the big games.
All right, so of that group, I got a guy I'm going to give you a name, and I want you to tell me what you know about him. And let me just preface with this. I got a baby brother who is inspiring to be a scout. So we watch a lot of football together. Nice. And a guy that has stuck out to me, whose name I don't think I've heard on 92.3 The Fan yet, is TCU's quarterback, Josh Hoover. What do you like about Josh?
Hoover is really interesting. Like, I mean, a lot of his numbers, I was just looking at him like a couple of minutes ago because I was doing some other stuff here. Let me pull it back up. A lot of his numbers are really good. Like, he's really, really efficient with what they do. I think he understands the offense. Yeah, he's 0.58 EPA per dropback, so he's on the money. He's really accurate with the ball. And I think he's a perfect quarterback for that offense right now. The question with him, I think, with a lot of those guys as time goes on in that system is, can you throw the ball over the middle more comfortably or more confidently? And can you be more aggressive downfield? Like his resume right now looks a lot like what we saw from Bo Nix coming out. And a lot of people doubted Bo Nix too. And he ended up being very good. So if we look at this at the end of the year and Hoover's still, you know, throwing a really accurate ball and getting chunks on the field, then I think he's a guy that'll probably rise up some boards too, even if he is maybe limited in some areas.
Nick, great stuff, man. I think it's the first time I've been able to interview you here on air. Really good stuff. And I'm sure down the line, once we get towards draft territory, we'll have to have you back and see what we think then.
Totally. Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Nick Baumgartner there of The Athletic. Welcome to Detroit podcast. We got to react to what he had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got Floodlight Cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.